So you're a big Echo fan now, David. This has taken over your life. How many? But wait a minute. Let's see. Let's measure. How many Echoes do you have?
Well, so here's the deal. I have the one that I was sent to review a few months ago.
Yeah.
And my birthday was this week, and my wife said, it's disgusting. You haven't returned that thing yet. And I keep saying, I will. So she bought me one for my birthday to replace the one that I should have sent back by now.
So do you use it for music? Because I think it sounds like crap for music. Or do you actually use it to, like, answer, you know, questions and the weather?
Yeah, all of the above. Mostly for music. I just find it so great to come into the kitchen, throw the keys on,
phenomenal.
And say, Alexa, play some cooking music, and off we go.
Just a little word of warning. What you just did set off hundreds of Echoes all across the country.
Yeah.
And they were listening to the podcast, and now they're listening to something else.
To cooking music.
I know. Three weeks ago, for Yahoo Tech, I did a video demonstrating all of Alexa's new commands.
Like, it's amazing.
I can control my Nest thermostat with it now. You can say, Alexa, make it 72 degrees.
Be careful about that, though, right?
Sorry. I'll call it Bob, okay? And you can now order Domino's pizza. You can say, Bob, order my favorite pizza. And you can call an Uber with it now, which is super, super convenient. You know, you're busy. You're getting your stuff together, your jacket on. You just say, Bob, order me. And sure enough.
But then you have to eat crappy Domino's pizza.
Yeah. It's good. I hate to tell you. It's probably like Jack in the good pizza. The one I got in New York was, anyway.
I'm glad you're not a food writer, Dave.
You know, it's so funny because I have this debate. There's a guy in the chat room, Mike B., who lives in Jersey, which is the home of some of the best pizza in the world, who insists that Domino's makes good pizza. And it's like, well, maybe that's the case, that Domino's in New York and New Jersey makes good pizza. But out here.
No. I grew up in New Jersey and around New York. There's not good Domino's.
I grew up in New York, No.
All right. Well, can you plug in my Echo? I want to order some pizza. So I have an Echo here because we have to talk about it. I have three at home, and I ordered two dots.
Wow.
I don't want to be in a room of the house that I can't say. Well, you know what I use it for is not music so much as books because I have my Audible books on it, and it reads to me. It's like having my mommy in every room. So the guy, there's this story. Yeah, plug it in somewhere.
Like a
Oh, yeah, bring the plug, too. We can't just bring the Echo. So this guy in Jersey is listening to NPR's Weekend Edition, and they did a story on the Echo.
Yes.
And how it was helping customers, you know, do all sorts of things, including set their thermostats. So a listener wrote in to say that he was listening to NPR on his Echo and reset his thermostat to 70 degrees. Jeff... This has been going on to our listeners for a long time now, because many of our listeners have them. Jeff said he was listening, and she heard her name, and she started playing the NPR news. And so yes, you have to be careful when you say her name. Although this is a problem, they've added now. It used to be just Alexa and Amazon were the trigger words, but they've made Echo a trigger word now. So I don't know. We're going to call it Bob. We have to call it Bob.
I had the same problem, Leo. After that video got posted, I got dozens of tweets saying, you just triggered my stupid Amazon Echo.
Well, Amazon's doing it themselves with those ads with Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the ad and the Echo wakes up. So we've just plugged the Echo in. I'm going to see if I can order a pizza. Do I have to set up an account? Probably do.
You do. Yeah, you have to. All it can do actually is order... Either the last one you already ordered using the Domino's app, or order one that using the app you have designated as your favorite pizza. So you couldn't do it right now. You'd have to order one manually the first time in the app.
Oh, so I have to do it on the phone first. I can't just.
And
have
it looks like she's. Trying
I guess
to
we're just gonna have
right
to
now.
Order two pizzas. Damn,
she'll announce when she's.
Just gonna have to set that up.
I'll have to order one on the phone.
Right,
I could do that.
And then we'll
right, you guys talk amongst
one.
Yourselves while I download and install the Domino's app. Order
you know
a pizza.
Do, Leo, you know what's. What's a big hit at our house? I've still got kids in the house. We love, corny as this sounds, we love the joke thing.
I do too.
The jokes are, I've never heard these. They're really great corny puns, but they're good.
Yeah, and you can have it tell dad jokes. Can you do?
they're dad jokes.
Yeah, I think I'd set up to say, Echo, give me a fart. Oh, it stopped listening. Maybe it thought I was rude.
You'll edit all this out, I'm sure.
Yeah. Echo, give me a fart. Oh, it's not turned up. Push it
try
back.
Try Nathan give me a fart.
you got it. Jeffy will love that.
Just I don't do that on demand anymore.
Just turn on the fart skill.
That was...
You don't do that on demand anymore?
No, that was
pull
college.
My finger.
That was
yeah, okay. No, it's... I don't know why, Echo. You could... So the Amazon did something interesting. You know, they made the two new Echos are the Tap, which is an Echo without a...
Yep.
Plug. It's battery-powered Echo.
Yeah, like,
And they made a Dot, which is an Echo with just a little speaker, the idea being you plug it into a big speaker,
mm-hmm.
which I – that's why I ordered two of them because that's really what I want. I want to make my Sonos Echo aware, right? But the only way you could buy it was through your Echo, which is weird.
But
it's Echo Inception.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I even emailed Amazon PR to say, could I review the Dot? And that was the answer even to reviewers.
Oh, no, you have to order it through your Echo.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. There's so many skills now, though, that's a problem because most of those skills – by the way, it's very easy to write skills, I found out. And you can do it yourself, really. And Amazon provides the infrastructure for it and only charges you when the skill is activated. It's, you know, like less than a penny. So you could easily have your own set of skills. But there's so many skills now, and they have to be enabled that it's kind of out of control. Like you need like a dictionary next to your Echo to know what it can do and not do. So you listen to music. We gave one to my father-in-law, and he has like he listens to Elvis all the time. He says, you know, Echo, play Elvis.
I think I just still really like hearing music sound good. So
I know, I would love. It's not the best speaker.
Yeah, if Dot could control my Sonos and play music through my Sonos that way,
it can't though. So what you'll have to do is put the Sonos in auxiliary mode, plug it into the auxiliary port.
It's just. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be too much.
It's too much trouble.
I mean, but that kitchen scenario that Dave brought up earlier, if your hands are messy and you just want to hear
I use the timer all the time.
Care, like,
yeah.
That, it's not
like
the
timer's.
Timer's great. I get multiple timers. Echo, play some Elvis. Let's see if she's. I don't know if she's. Broke my Echo.
She's not responding.
she's waking up, but she's not doing anything.
And the volume's up?
Too. Yeah, normally, I mean, when we plugged her back in, she would say connecting to the network kind of a thing.
Just tired.
After all these years, Leo, you still don't know the lesson of trying to do live demos of technology without setup.
We're seriously thinking about whether we should do an Echo show. Lisa says we absolutely should do an Echo show. I'm thinking maybe an Internet of Things show, but mostly Echo.
I'm telling you, this thing is so unsung. Why isn't there... A Samsung copycat and a Microsoft copycat and an Apple copycat.
It's coming.
Everyone
it's
who coming. Gets one loves it.
Maybe Apple announced that in March.
I
would
mean,
be smart. They have Siri. All they have to do is make a little thing.
Well, I guess there's like there's a little bit of a question. I mean, for Amazon, for Echo, it makes a ton of sense right now because you can buy lots of things from it. Right?
Yeah, well, for Amazon, it's huge.
Music, right? So
I buy stuff all the time.
Exactly. But... For Samsung, they have what's the name of their Internet Things? Smart Things, is that the name of their
Smart
company?
Things? They bought Smart Things, which is a great. Right? In fact, the Echo works with Smart Things.
So know? if you're Samsung, the likelihood is that you would have it control those Smart Things products, right?
Right, but Echo already does it.
Yep.
Echo works great with Smart Things. So and it works with If This Then That, which really makes it very capable. There's a lot more.
It works with Nest too, doesn't it?
I wonder though for Sonos, since this is where they say they're going to kind of. You know, spend some money and develop and grow their company. I feel like for all the folks who already have Sonos speakers, like all three of us, really. I mean, they're going to have to sell some sort of device that you plug into your existing Sonos speakers to get them to control it, right? I mean, you're not going to want to get rid of the.
I'm feeling like Sonos. They're right. What they said in their announcement was, we're laying off people. Oh, and by the way, forget that part. We realize that people are – what we've focused on is playing your music collection.
Which is what they already do.
And we realized that's not the future, that most of our users are using streaming services. Yeah. So they do support Apple Music now. They just added that. Paul Thurrott says it stopped working with Microsoft's Groove. His, anyway, stopped working a few days with
what
Microsoft
is
Groove. That's what Echo says. What? I don't think I know what you're talking about.
It used to be Xbox Music.
Groove
oh,
is...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Before them? That, Zune.
Yeah.
It's like their 15th pivot.
Maybe that's what happens. Sonos lost track of the name.
Yeah.
But it does work with Spotify very well. It works with Amazon Music as your own collection with
Tidal,
Google Music.
Everybody's
Tidal.
Favorite.
So Sonos does do a good job, but I just feel like... They say we're going to try to. How do you go from 0 to 60 with voice recognition?
Honestly, I don't think it would be that hard. If you're Sonos, you are like a premium brand, right? You make really great sounding hardware that sells at a high price. So it might be a small market for 4 Wi-Fi speakers.
Yeah, but who do you go? Is it like you just hire some guy and he writes a voice recognition system?
You buy services from Nuance for the
Nuance
voice,
does a lot of this, right? That's what S-Voice from Samsung is.
Yeah. And then like the Echo is it's not really like a conversational AI so much
no,
as
it's not that
just
bright.
Like command based. Right. So once you have the ability to transcribe, you know, text.
You also have to have Array mics. Now, what's interesting is that the newest Sonos Play 5
has microphones
that are not enabled.
Yep. It has those mics.
So clearly they're aiming at this.
Yeah. They.
But I'm not going to buy all new Play 5s.
Which is why if you buy something like the Dot that works with your Sonos speakers that has...
They should partner. They should
in,
partner
or
with
has
Amazon.
Nuance built in or someone built in. It could. I mean,
why doesn't Amazon let this ecosystem just go everywhere? Because after all, really, I'm sure where they make money is in sales. I've ordered. You know, I ran out of batteries, so I say Echo, buy some more batteries, and it just does. And they come 2 days later.
And you just made 40,000 people.
Oh,
really
God! I'm so sorry. We have done that. We have
you
done
just
that.
Caused a spike in Energizer sales right there.
We had Jason Calacanis on, and he decided to really troll everybody, and he issued like 20 Echo commands in a row, really loud, really fast. And it was like a mess. I don't know. I feel bad she's not working. Echo, self-destruct.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Leo, I have a tech support question for you.
Yeah.
So I just got Sonos for Christmas.
Yeah.
And fantastic. But the one thing that boggles me is it doesn't seem to tap into the regular OS audio controls. So if I want to pause it skip, I have to unlock the phone, go find the app, and burrow into it.
Isn't that really crazy?
The way
it is? Yes.
There's no easier way?
No. Of course, they could do it. I would think even if they couldn't do it on an Apple, they could do it on an Android device.
They could do it on an Android device. On the Apple, it would be a little tougher because those controls are for what the phone is playing, and the app is a controller that sends commands to the speaker itself, not the phone.
What you're seeing is a small company that made a premium product that was successful in a niche market because it was very pricey. That people like it was much like Amazon's Echo. The tech people who have it, the people who own it, were. Or Tesla or something like that, where it was a small group, but they were passionate.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them.
And there was nothing else like it.
But I think
created their own market.
The competition may have passed them by. I don't know.
I think there's still time. I mean, we don't have Samsung's version of this yet. We don't have, you know, Google or Apple's version of this yet. And those artificial intelligence assistants or whatever are much further along and more capable than Alexa is. I mean, the utility here is awesome, and the price is cheap and affordable, so it's super accessible. But
it's still not cheap. It's $200 for the Echo, right?
But its AI can't do as much and isn't as smart as Google or Apple.
Well, that's what's funny. We all have this in our phones, but it's not. Somehow, it's qualitatively different. David, I always quote you because when you were talking about. The first I'd ever heard to really explain why drones were so interesting to people, because for the first time they were seeing their everyday life from a third dimension. And it really resonated with me. What do you think the secret... So you're clearly good at just kind of figuring out why these things catch on. What do you think the secret is? Why is the Echo so much better than the better speech recognition in Google Now or Siri?
Well, I mean, for the Echo, I think there's two magical elements to it. One is its vocabulary is so small that
it's
very accurate.
Right.
It has a very small number of things it needs to
understand. And speaker independent, so anybody in the room can talk to it without training.
That's right.
Which is hilarious.
And also, people underestimate the engineering that had to go into those 7 array microphones
right.
to be able to hear you and cancel out the echo of the room.
Well, here's a tip. Here's a tip, David. Once you get to the multi-echo situation, we have one in the gym and one in the kitchen. They both respond all the time, so you can't. You have to put them distant from one.
Can you name one echo
yes,
and one?
That would probably be the solution. Is give that's probably you know what? That's why they added a third name. Is that people are starting to get more than one echo?
Yeah.
That's probably why. Uh-huh. And then the
Leo. Do you know what VIV is? Have you heard about VIV?
No, VIIV or VIV.
VIV, the three guys who developed Siri and were bought by Apple.
Oh, yeah, Viv.ai, yes.
They left Apple.
Yes.
Yeah, and they've created this next generation Siri where it doesn't just look up information, it actually executes it. You can say, you know, what liquor store has Veuve Clicquot that's on my way to my brother-in-law's house? You know, so it needs to know the inventory of every liquor store. It needs to know who your brother is, where he lives. Or you can say, buy me an aisle seat to Austin this wow. Friday after 6 p.m. and returning the following Monday.
But
and
isn't
it will know what all that is.
This always frustrated me because Apple bought Siri and then took some of those features out. You used to be able to make reservations with Siri when it was an app, and they took it out. So good for them. So they must have cashed out. They got their 3 years with Apple, got their stock vested, and they're going off to do it once again right this time.
SoundHound has one called Hound.
I've used Hound, and I like
it's
Hound.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty smart.
You can
and fast.
Yeah.
How is it so fast?
Insanely fast. And it can do, like, hundreds of different commands, and you can stack the options like that in a kind of conversational way. So you can say, you know, find me 5-star pizza restaurants with Wi-Fi that are open, you know, until midnight tonight.
I found a Domino's pizza near you.
Damn it.
Damn it. You're wrong.
Why is Domino's
Why don't
so
robots
good?
Know about good pizza?